got worse as the day went on.
How you feeling now?
Still a little weak, but a lot better.
You good to go tonight?
I'm gonna try to.
What's your thoughts on the trade? Obviously, you're in a situation where you're in the playoff chase, and now you come here.
It's difficult. Obviously, you know, going from a team that you just went to the championship with, you know, to a team that's pretty much in the youth movement. But I've been in the league 14 years, and I know it's part of the business. The hardest part, obviously, is being this far away from my family. You know, I've been traded before, but never been this far away. You know, it's always been where if we had a day off, I could actually go home for that day, or, you know, family could get to me a lot, you know, quicker for a couple of days. But I think that's the hardest part right now.
Where do you live in the offseason, or what could you do?
Probably in Cleveland. Okay. You know, my kids are all too old to be moving. You know, I got a senior in high school, and sophomore in high school, and, you know, eighth grader, sixth grader. Yeah. You know, they're all in too many activities to move. So, you know, right now we'll probably be in Cleveland for the long haul.
You have four kids?
Six
kids. I counted four.
Well, I didn't give you the younger two.
So you were taking your physical and you started getting sick?
Well, I had a little cough the night before when I landed. And then I had got some medicine for my cold at the physical. Passed the physical and then went and worked out at the practice facility. Later on that night, just started coming down, you know, more aggressively and stuff. And started having chills and temperature and stuff.
They said it was flu-like symptoms. Was it the flu?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All of them.
What do you want to accomplish in the last week? It's obviously going to get a new system, new city. You're here next year, too. Signing for next year. What do you have any goals in Seattle?
You know, obviously, with me being in my 14th year, you know, and the team being in the youth movement, I'm really not sure how much I'm going to actually play. So I guess I'll probably pretty much be used as a mentor to Kevin and Jeff and those guys like that. I guess we'll just see how it all plays out, really. I really couldn't say what kind of goals I had. You know, obviously get this team to try to learn how to win and you know, get good work habits and stuff like that. But as far as personal goes, I really can't say, you know, because I don't know how much I'm going to play.
Was there a sense of shock, disappointment, all the above when you find out that you could get it going?
Well, it was shock because I didn't hear my name in anything, and you know, so I really didn't know what was going on. Disappointment, I had a great time in Cleveland. You know, obviously, first time going to the championship, learned a lot through the coaching staff, had a lot of good friends there. And, you know, that was the first organization that I probably had a lot of friends within the organization. And, you know, whether it was the PR department, the marketing department, or the I can't remember, but you know, it was kind of, you know, tough to go. You know, even now, I still find myself watching them on TV if I can. You know, even watching the Bulls to see Larry and Drew. You know, we were all a close-knit family, and we were together 2.5 years. So, you know, it was tough just to depart with the friends that I have.
How many teams you play for?
Huh?
How many teams did you play for so far?
This is my seventh team.
Seventh team.
Playing for PJ again. It's obviously a long time ago you played for him.
Well, I think that's probably the easiest transition.